Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What's going on, CEOs? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, it's a content creation day. Now, we generally talk about batching, about repurposing your content, the apps that you can use. But today, it's going to be a bit of a different video. We're going to talk about how to come up with the content itself. And the reason why this is super important is because I always talk about repurposing content and making content in one day, 4 hours. And then I get questions like, what do I talk about to begin with? So today we're gonna answer that question for you. The first thing that you have to realize is that you need to really understand who you're trying to sell. So I'm gonna use myself as an example. I've had a personal brand for about 2.5 years now, and I had a lot of clients, coaching clients that I've been working with, and I also own a digital marketing agency. So it's a business-to-business relationship with my clients. My business-to-business clients do not need me to create content on a daily basis to teach them something. However, my coaching clients do. So I chose, when I started my personal brand, to focus my content around coaching. So if you have one or two businesses, if you have one business, it's gonna be very easy. Find out exactly what your clients want to know more about and create content around that specific topic. And I'm gonna go into the details on how to structure your content calendar soon. But if you have two businesses or more, you want to really focus your efforts around one niche, one of the two or three niches that you serve, and focus on that. Do not have split content. One day, for example, I wouldn't do one day everything about Google and Facebook advertising, and then the day after something about coaching for coaches or for freelancers, because then some people that may follow me for the freelancer stuff would be like, wait a minute, why is he teaching me something about a topic that I'm not interested about? And a split focus never gonna bring you that far in business, okay? Now, let's talk about exactly how to structure your content. Let's say now you found out your niche and you know exactly who you're targeting. Once you know exactly who you're targeting, you should start thinking about the things that your niche needs to know more about. For example, if you have a store that sells plants, you may want to make tutorial videos around plants, but it's not only about that, it's about structuring the framework that you will be using to teach these concepts. You just don't want to go in and just tell people what to do about one topic once and then another topic another time. Look at my business model. I have 5 things that I always talk about, which is mindset, okay, on Mondays. On Tuesdays, I generally talk about automation and delegation to grow your remote business. On Wednesdays, I talk about sales. On Thursdays, I talk about money and some other topics. And then on Fridays, I generally talk about productivity. So these ones are the 5 pillars that I always work with. So whenever I sit down and I try to batch my content, like these videos right now or my Instagram posts, I don't have to sit down and think, oh gosh, what am I gonna focus on talking about today? It's really structured in a way that I sit down and already know exactly the topic that I need to write about. And because I've been doing this for quite a long time, I don't have that many issues with finding topics to talk about. But if you're just getting started and you want to create your content calendar, what I recommend you do is have these 5 or 6 different topics and pillars that you're gonna be focusing on, and go on Google and just search those topics and then look at different blogs. Find other people that have talked about the same things. Now, I got news for you, and you probably already know this, but it's 2020, and there's plenty of content out there. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just take something that you're passionate about and that you wanna talk about, and break down someone else's post, get ideas, and then make it yours. Add a few different things to it so that your followers can benefit from your own knowledge. You want to be the broker of the knowledge that you find online. So I hope that you understand how to schedule this. Now, one thing that we need to talk about now is when to record videos or when to write these posts. I suggest you do it once a week. And the reason why I do it once a week is because I have time to do 7 videos or 5 videos and 5 posts or 6 posts, it really depends. And then I have 1 interview for my podcast on Saturdays, which I generally record the previous Monday. So I have this system and it's a revolving system. On Sundays, I create my content. On Monday, I do my interview, and then the content goes out from Monday to Saturday. And then the video, the podcast interview goes out on Saturday. But if you have a busy schedule and you're okay with sacrificing an entire day, Monday, like morning to night, then you can even do something like a monthly video recording session. And but again, it's gonna take a long time, especially if you do daily videos like mine that take about 50 minutes to record. And if you want to do a video a day for 30 days, but even if it's just 25 days, it's gonna add up pretty quickly. So think about that very, very hard. I again suggest to batch content once a week for videos and once a week for actual content creation. It's gonna make it very simple. It takes about 4 to 5 hours every Sunday or every Monday, you decide. And again, you don't have to always reinvent the wheel. Just have those 5 different topics that you want to write about and take them from different angles. One day you tell a story, one day you describe something and you teach something, another day you share the success of some of your clients. It really, really depends. It's up to you how you want to do it, but at least you have the framework that you need to go by and you don't have to always think about topics to talk about. So I hope you enjoyed this short video and I'll talk to you tomorrow.